Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aaron Boone, Craig and Evan, how you been, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. All right, listen, a couple things right out of the gate. I heard the pregame interview you did with Sweeney last night, and I'm wondering, he was asking more about Glaber and, you know, kind of like the mental toughness and being aware of what's going on, that kind of stuff. And then I'm juxtaposing that with, you know, Gary last night. And I just wonder, just generally speaking, where are you with Gary and then Glaber as far as, you know, doing the right thing and making the basic plays that they got to make, especially considering how last night's game kind of came to an end?
Yeah, tough ending last night. Obviously, a couple plays that could have been handled. And, you know, I think part of it was conditions related. You know, it was pretty wet, sloppy night, so footing and, you know, a couple pitches not going, coming out of the hand as you necessarily expect them, but plays, you know, we got to have. You know, I feel like Gary's in a good mental space and his work's been good. And, you know, oftentimes, obviously, he's kind of a lightning rod. And, you know, you have a play like the tag play in the Mets series and then last night ends. And unfortunately, that becomes the driving conversation of what's been,
right,
you know, some really good play over the last couple months. So try not to lose sight of that. Just make sure we're diving in and focused as much as we possibly can each and every pitch, which I believe has happened. As far as Glaber, you know, we just got to get him going to where, you know, I think it got a little bit, you know, one of those weeks where you get into a little bit of a funk out there and you start playing not to make a mistake. And we got to get through that with him. Feel like we have at least a little bit the last couple of days. You know, he's had some important at bats. He's made a couple important plays, but we got to get there with him if we're going to be our best.
Did the plays last night lead to the decision not to start Sanchez tonight?
No, not because with the day game tomorrow, you know, they were going to split the next 2 days anyway, and then Cole going Sunday. So it would probably made sense to kind of every other day him right now.
In your opinion, should he have made both of those plays, the two wild pitches in the ninth inning?
Yeah, and looking back, the first one's tough because it's a slider that's on the other side of the plate that kind of slipped out. So, and he kind of did glove it and kind of squirted out. The second one, yeah, I felt like it's tough play, especially when you're expecting 96 sinker down in the zone and he kind of yanks it. So, but it's a ball you got to be in position to be able to glove. And I think he was a little late in reacting to it, a little late in getting to his move. And, you know, it cost us there.
The thing you did the night before, Craig and I were talking, oh, this was awesome. You went to Chapman for a third straight day, something we don't normally see. And that's not a normal thing. I think it was the first time in the regular season in 2 years. With that said, last night, was there any thought about a fourth straight day of Aroldis Chapman?
No. Yesterday we were going to definitely, early on, he was down. And it was, you know, 3 days in a row, 4 out of 5 on top of that. So yesterday we absolutely felt like it was down. The reality is, you know, the bullpen came up huge last night for us. With not having Greeny, not having Chappie available, the bullpen did their job. You know, Abreu came in, pitched really well in relief of Monty, who was outstanding. Rodriguez came in and got a huge out of Mullins to end an inning. And then Holmes was really good for 2 innings, gave up a single in 2 innings, essentially, and was, other than that, threw the ball very well. Unfortunately, a couple, you know, balls to the backstop that that ends up costing us. And, you know, unfortunately, the biggest thing of the night, though, is we weren't able to add on.
Right.
You know, we get out to a 2-0 lead, and you got to be able to expand the lead. And we weren't able to do that. And unfortunately, that's been something that's happened too much to us, where we've maybe grabbed a lead or been in a game and haven't been able to add on typically in the middle innings.
No, I thought that's where you lost the game. You know, I think it was the second inning. You got two men on, one out.
Yep.
You get the one run in to make it 2-0. And I thought right then and there, a big hit makes it 4-0. And then away we go. And it felt like after that inning, the offense just wasn't clicking. I was like, here we go. We're going to be in for a long night. But it seemed like that second inning was where it went south, for me at least.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I really thought, actually, in the first 3, 4, 5 innings, I thought, especially against their starter, we were having a lot of good at-bats, and guys were lining out a lot. You know, when Gallo hit the ball to the fence, it's probably a homer any other time of the night, but the kind of the weather had kind of picked up then, and the wind started blowing in. So, but then, you know, from there on, you know, fifth on, you know, they kind of had their way with us. And you know, that's something that's happened to us too much. And that's part of the reason we've had to lean on the bullpen, you know, especially our high leverage guys, as much as we have, is usually the offense, and especially our offense, usually can take care of that because we're able to gain separation, you know, a
right.
couple times a week or put teams away a couple times a week. And we haven't been able to do that quite enough.
What made, because it, at least for us as fans watching you guys every day, it felt like it came out of nowhere. Maybe you were talking about it for a while, but what made it clear to you that it was time to make that move with Gleyber Torres and move him back to second base?
I just thought it became because you know, time is of the essence. You know, obviously we're at the end here. I felt like there were a couple plays that, you know, wasn't just, you know, necessarily just making a physical error, what's going to happen, or you get, I felt like it was a weight. I felt like it was weighing on him, and I felt like he was out there a little bit, you know, maybe not to make a mistake. And I just felt like, you know, to try and alleviate a little bit of pressure while trying to also get him going a little bit, I felt like it was the right thing to do.
Did you ever feel that way? Now, obviously, the calendar makes a big impact. You're right. You only got a few weeks left, so you got to try. But did you ever feel like that was a problem for Gleyber before, that he was playing that way?
You know, we've talked about it a little bit in the months prior, but, you know, I think the one thing, and it's part of playing here in New York, is and when there's questions all the time about it, sometimes a play that, you know, he would make a mistake on has legs here. It lasts for 20, 30 days just in the conversation. It's hard to put it to bed because if there's been large stretches this year where he's been really steady out there and really consistent, and usually he does get over those games where maybe he has a little bit of a, you know, his confidence takes a hit or something and affects him for a game or two, but he's usually always been able to kind of work through there. With the calendar being what it was, I just felt like I needed to take that pressure off at this time.
So just to say it, because we had this come up earlier this week with someone else on the show, Louis Rojas, you do manage differently with 15 games to go than you manage, let's say, in the middle of May, correct?
I mean, yeah, I think there's some, I mean, depends obviously where you are in the standings, what, you know, all those things. So yeah, I think it changes a little bit. You know,
well, Chapman, yeah. Isn't Chapman a great example of it? Pitching
sure.
him a third straight day. We've never seen
sure.
it in years.
Right.
So yeah.
All right. Let me get to a couple guys. See if there's help on the way. If the wounded are coming back to help the Yankees out in the last 15, do you have an update on any of these three guys? Severino, Domingo German, and Loaisiga. Any shot we see any of them in the last 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, so German will throw one more rehab game tomorrow. And then, you know, if all goes well there, he should be with us early in the week. So sometime this homestand.
Okay.
Severino threw 2 live innings today on the field against hitters. Actually looked really good. So we'll see how he comes out of that and you know, if he gets in a game, so he could be on the horizon as well. Jonathan Loaisiga started his throwing program today, so he went out and played catch for the first time since being shut down. So hopefully now that starts him.
How long is his clock, Loaisiga? So now that he starts throwing, how long do you think that should take?
If everything goes well, hopefully, a couple weeks, kind of hopefully get him back maybe, that last homestand or something.
Or do you still have confidence to go to Chad Green in a very close game tonight?
Yes.
Do you think that his confidence has taken any kind of hit over the last few weeks, or does he seem like the same
kid? Chad's as steady as, he's as consistent a person. You never know, if he's hit a little rough patch or had a tough game or, came in and dominated for two innings. He's, that's just kind of the pro he's been, and it kind of reflects in his career of how good he's been and how consistent he's been. So, I think the biggest thing is just being a little bit probably more disciplined even at this time of the year with Greeny, to where I'm trying to, you talk about the urgency of this time of the year. I think it's important to balance making sure he gets that rest when it's possible here in these final 2 weeks.
Talking to Aaron Boone as we do every week, the Aaron Boone Report. Aaron, listen, I know you can only play the team that you're scheduled to play, but you're also well aware you got two huge series coming up with Toronto and with the Boston Red Sox. You're the three teams that are going for the two wild card spots. How do you temper the guys being aware that those two series are coming up with the game tonight, the game tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, that's honestly, that's easy.
Yeah.
We're in a dogfight, and we've shown it hasn't mattered who we're playing, whether it's one of the best teams in the league, whether it's a team that's really struggling. If we don't play well, we're going to get beat, and if we're at our best, we know we can beat anyone. So we understand, and we understand where we are, in the standings as far as being so bundled up with a few teams. So we understand the importance of each and every day and how important it is to first and have a good homestand here to put us in a position to do something special when we go on the road.
I always wonder this, before you guys were on that 13 game winning streak, when you look at the team now and talk to the team and kind of get a pulse of where they're at, not that you can predict that type of success because it's somewhat historical, but is there anything that you see where you feel kind of on the side, confident, talking to the other coaches, hey, we're about to go on a run?
I've felt that way a few times this year, honestly. The one thing I will say for our group and our players is, even in the lowest of valleys, I do believe there's an underlying confidence that they feel like they can be the best team in the league. Sometimes there's been valleys that we've been in where it maybe hasn't been justified or warranted, but I do believe it's real. I do believe that these guys feel like if we're playing at our best, we know we can beat anybody, and we just got to find that consistency that's, unfortunately, eluded us too much to this point. But we certainly understand that we have a chance to still do something great, and we're in control of that.
What's incredible is that you have now had 8 games in which you've led in the final inning and lost. And it's it almost seems like when you have it, and tell me if I'm wrong, that maybe it's easier to bounce back from it because you've had it all season long. You've had these gut punches, as you've called it, from the beginning to now. Does that help overcome a loss like yesterday that you've had so many of these?
I think that's part of it. I also think that it is in our culture, and it's the nature of this sport, is that it's obviously every day to be really good at this game. I think it's a something you got to have as an athlete in sports, is you've got to be able to get over failure. You've got to be able to work through adversity, or you're not going to be any good. And one thing I've felt like with the two things that have really stood out to me about our club this year, and again, is that I do believe that there's a genuine underlying confidence that this group has in themselves and each other, and they do have the ability to bounce back. And that's something we talk about from the first days in spring training, how important the next play is, or whatever adversity or successes we have, we need to have the ability to always turn the page. And for better or for worse this year, and the ups and downs, I do feel like those two things really exist with us.
I've noticed a lot less whistling from your dugout. Did you tell Wandy Peralta to cut this crap out?
No, Wandy's typically not in there. He was down that night and came in, and Wandy's kind of a beloved teammate. I know you're a Met guy, but this is really all to do about nothing. This is a nothing story, and I think if you ask them honestly, they know it. It was him acting a fool for an inning and a half while he was down in there.
But Aaron, by the way, like, and I don't know, you tell me if I'm wrong, just as a baseball fan, if Taiwan Walker's tipping his pitches, that's on him. Like, even as a Met fan,
correct.
If you guys are whistling to each other to give signals, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He's the guy who's messing up by tipping his pitches. So was that at least happening that night?
No.
That wasn't even okay.
And neither was the whistling. Like, if you're sitting there looking at it honestly, like, he was, like, kind of screaming and yelling like a little kid, like just kind of getting us riled up and getting our bench going a little bit and just, you know, acting a fool a little bit, frankly. It was just all to do about nothing, and I think everyone realizes that that's dug into this.
I will say this. I would take Stanton over Lindor in a scrap. I'll give you that much. I would take Stanton over probably just about any guy not named Aaron Judge, I think.
Did you think for a second as that was happening there was going to be a fight? Like, did you think as there was so much jarring, like, oh, my God, this could get really ugly?
You never know. I mean, I was hoping not, but, you know.
Stranger things have happened.
Our guys look pretty good getting off the bus usually, so it usually squashes some things. When,
like I said, I give those guys credit that they didn't shy away from it, but they knew there wasn't going to be a fight because if there's the threat of a fight, Lindor and Baez are not going after Stanton. He just that's not the dude to go after. I don't know. Yeah. Before I let you go, I know you guys will be on your way to Boston, so you can't make the comedy show, but Evan is going to do 60 seconds of time, as they call it, on stage. Now,
really?
He spends every week, as we all do, you know, being critical of your performance as the manager. So I just want to give you the opportunity to kind of pre-handicap your expectation of Evan's stand-up routine.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to get the, the excerpts or the tape.
I will get that for you. Don't worry.
I definitely would like to see that.
You have my word.
You should be able to hold your own if you're willing to do it for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You should be able to.
Thank you, Aaron.
Wow. All right. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to film it.
Yeah.
And I will text it to you.
That's fair.
And then
I'm a big comedy guy. I watch a ton of stand-up.
The bar is high there.
Almost on a nightly basis.
All right. I will text it to you. And then next week, I would appreciate, at the end of whatever we talk about baseball-wise, an honest review of Evan's performance.
No, that's completely fair. And be brutally honest. If you thought I sucked, you say it. I have no issue with that. Totally fine.
Right. Hey, good luck tonight against Cleveland. Appreciate your time. The Aaron Boone Report's brought... Oh, I know. I had one last question. I apologize. I noticed you went from the blue sweatshirt to the white short-sleeve hoodie. Is that... What's up with that?
Oh, no, I don't wear that white sleeve hoodie very much. Just,
I know, I noticed it.
Yeah, that's not one you can wear on the field or in the dugout or anything.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, just want to make sure I did notice it, and I was like, what happened?
You're on it.
All right, listen, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, as always.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Aaron Boone Report brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees. You know, it is amazing how you wouldn't think of it because it's not in our wheelhouse. All the rules that do exist about what you're allowed to wear and not wear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even, like, why would I ever, like, I noticed he wore the white short sleeve hoodie, I guess, post-game press conference. He normally wears the blue one, the navy blue. And I was like, maybe it's a superstitious thing. I don't know what it was. Can't wear it. Can't wear it in the dugout.
It's something that very difficult for us to understand because we have zero restrictions on what we can wear.
Clearly.
Yes.
Right? Zero. I mean,
zero.
When he says zero.
Zero.
He means zero.
Hey, I'm going to a Met game tonight. I want to be comfortable. That's my number one
goal. It's
going
to be a little chilly tonight, maybe.
Yeah, I'm prepared. I'm prepared, man.
So he watches a lot of comedy, and he's going to be critical of your performance, as he should be, because
of course
we do it to them every
Absolutely.
Week.
Bring it on, baby.
Yeah? You don't want to test drive the material, huh?
No. All right. You're on the right track, though.
I'm on the right track.
You said something earlier. You're on the right track.
Oh, because you told me what the concept was.
So then you already know.
But I didn't hear the jokes.
Well, we'll see.
Don't do me a favor.
What?
It is an old joke that I've used before on the air years and years ago, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that's ever done it.
What?
please, if the act is about making love to your beautiful wife, I don't go on and go, and to help me last longer, I rattle off the Met lineup.
What do you mean that's an old line?
That is an old, like, that's not yours.
That's my material.
No, it's not.
Of course it is. See, I told that to you on the air. First of all, it wasn't
an
old Met lineup.
It's been done years ago.
By whom?
I've done it on the show.
You've done what?
I've told that story years
you
ago.
You did it to me because it's you called up Jim Leeritz and said, Evan thinks of you when he has sex with his wife.
I mean, it's in my book. Like, so if your act is, hey, you know, when I'm with my
wife. It's a variation.
I go, oh, Tim Tuffle. Oh.
It's not the same.
Wally Backman. Keith Hernandez.
Not the
Gary
same.
Gary Carter. Daryl Strawberry.
Not the same.
All right, good.
Similar, though.
All right.
I can't lie to you.
I mean, it'll probably get a laugh, then. But it's not new
it's
material.
Similar. Well, first of all, am I walking around bragging like I'm some cutting-edge comic that came up with every... There's a few jokes I came up with on my own.
Okay, that's
but
good.
But I'm sure that... Well, I've heard something similar before.
No, similar's fine. But yeah, you can't lift someone else's material.
Well, first of all, it's my material.
No, but that's my point. That joke is not yours.
It's a variation.
All right.
So it's similar. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's... I can't get into the details because then I give it away, but
okay.
I would say it's not exactly the same.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
But it's definitely on the same road.
All right. So it involves baseball and lovemaking.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Kinda. I didn't say that.
Well, I said it.
It involves lovemaking. Hey, I got you to laugh.
I'm there to help you. I'm there for you.
Are you?
Yes.
You're not there for me. Treat me like Joe Judge. You say, I want you to do well. But deep down, you want bombing. You want Aaron Boone the next day to say, Evan, you suck.
I do want that.
Yes.
You're right.
Okay.
But I don't want you to suck. I just want Aaron Boone to tell you suck.
And that's okay.
I want Aaron Boone to question your decisions the way you question his.
But here's...
I want Luis Rojas to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.